Hi, this is Kathleen Ortiz from Lowenstein Associates.
And this is Liz Jote from Objective Entertainment.
And this is episode one of our new podcast series, Neo Agent, where we discuss all things publishing.
So by now, you're probably asking yourself, what is a Neo Agent? A Neo Agent is someone who's been in the business for a year to 5 years. And typically, they call us baby agents, but we like Neo Agents a lot better. What do you think, Kathleen?
I totally agree. I'm no baby whatsoever.
No crying here. So the reason that we're doing this is kind of to give a little bit of a perspective on publishing with an emphasis on children's publishing to all you writers out there who are curious about how the process goes and what a Neo Agent can offer you.
And while we do tend to focus on children's publishing, a lot of the tips and discussions can be applied to other genres as well, which we'll get to later.
So there are a ton of resources out there on finding an agent. There's QueryTracker.com, there's Literary Marketplace, and there's also tons of blogs and alerts about new agents that have come into varying agencies that you can lay your baby of a manuscript down with.
You can find them all over the place, especially with the big tag after it saying, new agents, it's great to query them because they're looking for clients.
Yes, definitely we are all looking for clients, it's true.
But we're probably just as picky as the next person because at the end of the day, it's the best writing that counts.
Most definitely. But there are definitely some questions, should you ever have the opportunity to get on the phone with an agent, that you should ask. But particularly with Neo Agents, there are a few questions that you should always cover.
First one is definitely about sales. You want to ask if they have any. If they don't, that's okay, because remember, they're a Neo Agent. They're new to the scene. However, if they don't have any sales, you definitely want to follow up with something along the lines of, how long have you been with the agency?
Definitely. As far as the sales track goes, and it does have a little bit of bearing on your decision. It should have a little bit of bearing on your decision, but it shouldn't be the final coup de grace on whether or not you decide to pick up an agent.
I don't even think I know what that means.
Do you not know what that means?
No, I really don't.
We'll Google it. Anyway. But as Kathleen brought up, that second question of how long have you been with the agency is a very key one. How long an agent has been with an agency tells you a lot of things. It tells you at what level they are in terms of understanding what it is that their company would like, the kinds of clients their company would like to acquire. It gives you a sense of how involved their office mates are in their responsibilities. And that's an important thing as well to ask.
It also gives you an idea of, whether or not they're loyal to that particular agency, because you don't want someone who's going to bounce around from agency to agency over a period of time.
Very true. That is a red flag, most definitely.
Word.
And it also speaks to their responsibility as an agent. And that is the third question. You should definitely ask what their responsibilities are at the agency. A Neo Agent can juggle a lot of things. They could be doing forward rights, as
yep.
Kathleen does,
yep.
Quite nicely.
Yeah, I mean, different people, different things. I mean, I do forward rights, I do audio, I do permissions, I have my own client list. However, I make it a point to only acquire when I know I'll have time for it, because my clients come first and foremost, and, if I can't dedicate the time to them, then there's no point in my signing them.
Yeah, and that's the whole point of asking, really, about what their responsibilities are. You want to know what that work level is like. When you are a new agent, you tend to have to juggle many things. On my side, there's a lot of development that happens because our agents talk to one another about what their projects are, and we start to think a little bit broader on how it is that one person can benefit a client. And if another agent has an idea, then we pitch in on it. I do editing as well. Kathleen does editing as well. That's a good question to ask, whether or not that agent is an editing agent. And, the responsibilities that person has and their dedication to their client list should be apparent by the time that you get off that phone.
And also their responsibilities can help add to their credibility. For instance, you know, just because an agent may not have a sale domestically, they may have other sales overseas, or they might have audio sales, or maybe they sold in some other permissions area. It totally depends on the agent.
Yeah, or they might be relied on for development a lot of the times in terms of developing the current client list and seeking out new opportunities. You never know. Just because a NEO agent isn't accredited on a sale doesn't mean that they did not participate in said mm-hmm. sale.
Very true. Lots of editing, lots of reader's reports.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of assisting with putting together a pitch list. The list goes on.
So. Yeah, most definitely.
Which, on the flip side, if perhaps they haven't been with the agency a long time, you can also ask them if they interned somewhere beforehand. Because internships, you get just as much, if not sometimes more, hands-on experience depending where you are. You get to have your hands in a little bit of everything.
Yeah, and it seems, and that would seem like a strange question to ask, but if you really think about it, well, if you're on the agenting side, then you understand what a literary agency internship does. And if they have interned with another agency or that agency, you should ask for how long. That should be included in your question of how long have you been with the agency. And the internship basically teaches them how to be a discerning reader. Rarely do the piles and piles of manuscripts that come through to an agency not touch the hands of an intern first. The fact of the matter is that with the amount of stuff that I'm sure you get, Kathleen, as well.
Oh, yeah.
We need help.
True.
We need help, help, help. And interns are heavily relied upon to weed out those who kind of are a little, whose voices are a little stronger than others. So, you know, that internship experience is key. I mean, you know, I don't know what your internship experience was prior to joining Lowency Associates.
Oh, mine was amazing.
Was
I love
it?
Them. Oh, yeah. I still go back and bug Janet every now and then.
Janet Reed.
Janet
Reed.
In case you didn't
recognize that name.
Is there anyone better to intern for? I mean, seriously. I was all about that Shark Tank. I mean, that was amazing.
Carol Mann wasn't bad either. She was a great woman, taught me a lot about what works and what doesn't. And, you know, you can really, as you said, get a sense of what the market is like and what the market will accept. And if you have a great mentor, then chances are that NEO agent might just be a great agent.
Yeah, Karen Johnson is actually the one that got me into nonfiction. And because of that, that's why I'm interested in YA nonfiction now.
Oh, wow.
I never thought about YA nonfiction until I interned for her. And I thought, you know, this stuff is pretty cool.
Yeah, YA is pretty cool. Awesome, always. So, and another thing that internships do is that they kind of show what kind of relationships that NEO agent has. It is a form of networking, and that brings us to our final question. Do you have relationships with editors? I think that's a very important question to ask any agent, but definitely for a NEO agent.
And in the beginning, a NEO agent, you know, they may not have every single editor, you know, in their Outlook contact list or in their Rolodex if they're still from the Stone Age. But, I mean, you know, it takes time to network, but you definitely want a NEO agent.
Someone who's trying.
Yeah, that they're at least trying. You want to know that they keep up with what's going on in the business. You want
Most
to know
definitely.
That they make it a point to go to networking events, to meet with editors, to keep on top of what they're looking for. That way, when it comes time for your manuscript to be on submission, it doesn't just get sent out into the stratosphere. It actually goes to people who are interested in reading it.
Most definitely, because the submissions process is an art, and you need to have those relationships with editors to find out what they definitely do want and what they want to put their time, heart, and skill into, because those are the things that they want to require. You don't want to waste someone's time with something that they couldn't possibly take into an editorial meeting confidently. And you most definitely don't want to burn, you don't want someone who's going to be blindly submitting things to people who don't even cater to that particular genre. Because at the end of the day, you're going to be burning, that person's going to be burning bridges.
Because
for themselves and wasting your time.
Yeah, and just a tidbit, because I'm sure some people know this, some people might not, but the reason why we say don't query an agency with the same manuscript is because it works the same in publishing. You can't query the same imprint with the same manuscript if someone's already rejected it.
Exactly.
So.
Most definitely, because we all do talk. This is a very small, big industry.
Yup.
So yeah, those are our top five questions for neo agents.
And like we said before, these are just specifically good to ask for neo agents. Obviously, you don't want to ask a seasoned agent, hey, where did you intern? Because if they've been in the business 35 years, it really doesn't matter. But definitely always do your research for sure.
So to review, you want to ask what their sales are, how long have they been with the agency? Number three, responsibilities within that agency. Number four, about their internships. Have they had any, and with whom? And you want to ask, finally, do you have relationships with editors? Do you have the relationships that I need to sell my book?
Yep.
So that's our top five questions for neo agents.
So we want you to take a look at your submissions list, where you've sent queries. If you don't have one, you need to turn off this podcast. Go back and make a list, because yes, if you're not keeping track, that's your first mistake. So take a look at your submissions list and see, do you have a mix of neo agents and seasoned agents? And if you do, then why did you choose those neo agents? What drew you to them? And we want to know, so tell us. So leave a comment in the comment section at neoagentblog.blogspot.com. Do not post agent names. We just want to know key. We just want to know key details of, you know, did you query them because they just represent your genre, or did you query them because they have some type of online presence that you like, or maybe they have credentials and a background that just struck your interest.
And don't fib.
Don't fib. Yeah. And again, don't put the agent name, because you know if you sit here and you're like, oh, I queried Liz because of this, this, and this, it's going to show up on probably Google Alerts or something. I don't even know if
and
she has Google Alerts.
And Kathleen Ortiz has Google Alerts.
I have Google Alerts. I'm not going to lie. And this whole, like, little K-O-E-J, that's totally, you know, don't use it in the comment section. Just say, I queried, like, five neo agents. This is why. Something simple. Keep it short. That's all.
Love to hear from you. So the burning question is there more neo agent? Where and when can you get more neo agent?
Because we know you love this podcast.
Obviously.
And you want more.
Obviously. So there are many ways to listen to neo agent and get your neo agent fix. You can subscribe to us on our blog at neoagentblog.blogspot.com, or you can subscribe the good old-fashioned way on iTunes.
Yep, and then you can find your iPhone, your iPod, your iPad, whatever else they're coming out with these days.
Yeah. And our next segment is going to be about writing communities. You know what they are. Communities online and offline.
They can be your best friend or your worst enemy.
Always. And some, we're going to try to figure out a way to make them your best friend. All right. Until then, this is Liz Jote.
This is Kathleen Ortiz.
And we'll see you next time on Neo Agent.
Thanks for listening.